The opinions expressed are those of the program host and guest and are not those of WSTU. WSTU does not endorse products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. The phone lines are open. Call in with your questions and comments at 220-9788. That's 220-WSTU. It's time for Stuart Laser Talk with your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
I'm 5'10" and 242 pounds.
I always say this is the biggest I'm ever going to be, and I said that like 20 pounds ago.
A third of Americans are obese. Another third is overweight.
Obesity is the biggest threat to the health, welfare, and future of this country.
I've always been overweight.
I've got diabetes.
Sleep apnea.
Heart disease.
Everything's hurting now.
It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to keep weight off.
This is probably going to be the first generation of children who are going to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
18% of our children right now are obese.
It's not only health, it's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
You don't crave broccoli, and our generation has grown up craving a Big Mac.
I want to think that there's something better for me.
Unless we're able to control this epidemic, we're going to have an abundance of chronic disease.
All of us have to be part of the solution to reduce obesity.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
If we don't now take this as a really urgent national priority, we are all going to pay a really serious price.
Obesity will crush the United States in oblivion.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dr. Tred Rezacker, and I am a doctor of chiropractic, and I am the owner, the doctor, and a client at the Slim Body Laser Spa located right here in Stuart on East Ocean Boulevard. That's 2311 Southeast Ocean Boulevard here in Stuart. We're located right across from the Fresh Market on East Ocean, and we've been there now, going to be celebrating, and this is incredible, going to be celebrating 10 years this February 2020. 10 years at the Slim Body Laser Spa. This spa was my idea. It was my creation to utilize a FDA-cleared, safe spot fat reduction machine. It's FDA-cleared to reduce subcutaneous surface fat, and that would be the skin that you can pinch between your fingers, just under your the fat you can pinch just under your skin. It worked really great. There's a lot of doctors that have this machine. I'm not the first one. They're down in Boca. They're down in West Palm. There's actually two doctors right here in Stuart that own them, believe it or not. But the difference between those offices and what I've done is I have taken this machine and incorporated it into a weight loss program, into a program that also targets visceral fat. It also helps with detoxification. We help with nutrition. We help with safe, sane exercise. We have a machine called a whole body vibration plate, which is whole body vibration to shake and move things and to strengthen the body. And when you combine that into a three-week program, you can really, really make some drastically positive changes in people's health. You can reduce the subcutaneous fat, the outer layer, which is so difficult for so many of you out there. That's why people do liposuction, everybody, or they'd even think of having fat frozen off of them. That's how hard it is to get rid of that outer layer. And then the visceral fat, which is the deep fat, which is surrounds your organs, you know, there are 1,001 different beliefs, techniques, ideas to get rid of weight. You know, that's weight loss. And we know how difficult that is. If it were easy, we would be one of the thinnest nations in the world because we sure have the information, but we just don't seem to have the ability to follow through with it. So the weight loss aspect. And then what do you do about exercise? Do you go to the gym? Do you walk the bridge? What if you hurt your foot? What if it's too hot? What if you've got COPD and you can't breathe? Or maybe you just don't like exercise. They're out there. We have a funny little sign at the office that says, welcome to the, I'm in the fitness protection program.
The fitness protection program. Right. I like that.
I'm in the fitness protection program. It's right there on the TV in front of the vibration plates. And then there's this matter of poisoning. We're being poisoned, people. We're being toxins are being leached into our body through the water, through the air, through the food we eat, through the clothing we're putting on, to the cars we drive around in, to the chemicals we put on our body for beauty, for smell, for cleaning our hair. I mean, you name it. They're not natural products. These are chemical products. These are mainly petroleum-based, and they're absorbed into the system. And what do you do about it? How do you get rid of them? And, you know, we all know what they can create, which is disease and ill health. So what happened at the Slim Body Laser Spa is I took this FDA-cleared, super safe of all the techniques, spot fat reduction machine. And what I found was as I used it, and people started to have results so quickly, they all of a sudden were very interested. And so, Doc, can you help me with food? I see the results from the laser, so I'd really like this to last. I want to maybe also lose some weight. I was hopeless before I came in. Now I'm excited. So can you teach me? And I'd be like, well, sure. Here's a piece of paper. No, it takes more than that. And also the now that they're looking better and feeling better, you know, exercise is critical when it comes to, you know, keeping weight off. Let me tell you, exercise is a very difficult way to lose weight. If that's the only tool you have, you need to combine it with eating better. And then what happened is people came in with their cereal boxes, their protein bars, their drink mixes. They came in with their Nutrisystem food outline for me. And I was like, I was overwhelmed at all this information. And I said, there has to be some common sense to this. And that's how we got into the nutrition, the food planning. As a result of it, in 3 weeks, using the laser, using a nutritional evaluation, whole body vibration, and also detoxification, and then the accountability and the support of the staff, in 3 weeks, we are changing a person's health in a very positive way. I mean, it's that simple. Some lose more than others. Some get rid of stomach fat faster than others. Some become stronger than others. Some need more help than others. But, you know, everybody's moving as a group in the right direction. And that just, I have to pinch myself. You know, it's something which is now coming upon 10 years I've been doing this. February 2020, we have been there for 10 years. And I look around. I mean, this is my profession. This is what I do. Very few of these centers are still around. I mean, I can't tell. There was four that opened up. Two of them were ex-employees of mine that went in with other doctors in the area. One of them opened up, tried three different times to do what I was doing and failed. There's one that they, you know, the machines are there. They use them to hang their clothing on. Right? It's like that exercise machine mm-hmm. you bought, you never used. So they hang their clinic coats on it because they didn't understand what it really took. They said, oh, that slim body, man, that guy, that must be easy. Look at all the people going in there. Oh, you know, he's just a chiropractor. Well, it was a lot harder than people realize. And not only are we at our 10th year, but these are record years. I've never, ever, ever had this kind of success. You know, I'm a successful person, but never with this. And it's only going to get more. It's only going to get bigger and bigger, and more people are going to need help. It's that simple. You know, we are in a thing called baby boomers. You know, the baby boomer generation is happening. And these are people that were born as a result of the World War II and the everybody coming back from the war and with the GI Bill. And, you know, we weren't in any kind of battle after World War II. Of course, the Korean War was right behind that, but not to the size of World War II. So, you know, nesting was really popular. All the nesting. and people were having babies, and they were, you know, having little family units. They all bought country squire station wagons. I remember our country squire station wagon with the wood paneling on the side, and it had the little back seat that was like a little jump seat. You could sit in the back and face the back of the car. Do you think that people worried about being rear-ended back then? I remember sitting in the back of that car and waving at everybody. Yeah, you know, back in the 60s. And as a result of that enormous group of people that then went through, and they're the ones that made the decision on corduroy pants. Remember, they're the ones that made the Levi generation come apart, you know, come to fruition. And also the SUVs went from these station wagons into the SUVs. That's from the baby boomers. Now they're turning 65. And enormous amounts are turning 65. For the last, I think it is the last 5 years, please don't quote me exactly, but for every person that turned 65 10 years ago, today there's 10 turning 65. And this is going to last for another 15 years until the Gen X comes up, the millennials come up, and they are like, I mean, these are two families. These are two children families. And so everybody knows this. This is what's happening. And right now, these baby boomers, these people turning 65, are people that the transfer of wealth from their family, from their parents, who were savers. My parents were savers. I can't say that about the baby boomers. They seem to be a little more frivolous. Remember, these are the kids of the 60s and the 70s. And they want to look better. They want to feel better. They want to have LASIK. They don't want to wear those thick glasses anymore. You know, they're buying fitted shirts. They're not investing in summer homes anymore. They're not investing in properties that they only go to once in a while. They'd rather invest in an eco tour. They'd rather go travel, you know, for a month and see the world. A lot of traveling going on. And also they want their feet and their legs and their back to work so they can enjoy the next 25, 30 years of their lives. This is what Slim Body Laser Spa is about. We take care of people that are over 50, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, and 90. This is our clientele. The program and the procedures we use cater to that group. And for that reason, it has been getting busier and busier. Sometimes it blows my mind, you know. We'll end up with, I used to close on Fridays, and I'd had maybe 3-4 consults a week, signed 2. Now we're having 3-5 consults a day, signing 5-10 people a week, increasing laser services, increasing the what we do there at the office, getting better at it, and like I said, celebrating 10 years, February 2020. Wow. You know, my mom passed 3 years ago. My dad passed 14 years ago, chiropractor. And if there, you know, I remember when I had first decided to go full time at the Slim Body, because, you know, I am a doctor of chiropractic. If you've heard my show before, you know a little bit about me. I practiced with my father for 2 years in New York back in 1988. To 89 and 1990 when he retired. I stayed there for 15 years taking care of neck and back, and it was fantastic practice. Came to Florida, reopened over on Monterey Road. Within 6 years, I decided I was going to do full-time Slim Body Laser Spa. Well, my mom was upset. She cried. She says, "Oh my God, you're giving up your whole life of chiropractic, your father's experience." And she says, "And this is a fad. This fat comes and goes. We all know this is a fad." And I said, "Mom, I don't know if it's a fad. It's an epidemic is what it is. Whether or not my procedure is going to be a fad, we'll see about that. But this is an epidemic. And nobody's really addressing it. In fact, they're making money on it. And that's what pisses me off about it." Anyway, so I did this, and I put my energy and my time and my commitment, got married, this wonderful, wonderful wife, who's my partner, and she she's the taskmaster, buddy. Let me tell you, I'm the free thinking kid from the 60s. You know, I'm out with bare feet and walking in the water, and you know, if I'm tired, I sleep. If I'm hungry, I eat. And she's like, "Oh no, we eat at this time, and we go for lunch at this time, and this person has to do this, and these paperwork has to be done." And so she's helped me a lot. I give her a lot of credit. I love that girl so much. She's helped me so much, and hopefully I've helped enhance her life also. So with that said, I got a testimonial. I love testimonials. At least the ones that love me.
Which have been all of them so far.
So far. Hey, what's going on, Mr. Pat?
Miss Pat.
Hey,
Miss Pat.
Good morning. I love you too. And being a baby boomer, everything you said is very, very, very true.
Do you remember those days, huh? The station wagon and.
I had a station wagon. I mean, I'm in my 70s now, but I do remember those days.
I know.
Do remember. And what you're saying about baby boomers is very true. Very true.
Yeah, it's they're going to run the – well, they're also going to vote in the people they want to keep them under health care too, you know.
Absolutely.
You don't want to have a program that says no health care because that's half of the voter base. They want to make sure that it's protected as they get older.
Right, and I think we're more concerned about our health than our grandparents were. And we do want to keep moving and do things. We're not ready to sit in a rocker and knit. And we want to look better, too.
Well, you know, our grandparents, they grew up with Marcus Welby kind of medical doctors. You know, they were very knowledgeable. They were super trustworthy. And what they said was gold. I mean, you did not question it. Now when they come into the office, they got sheets of paper of stuff they've researched, different opinions, you know. They can go right
Absolutely.
To their cell phone. They go in the bathroom and go in the cell phone and type in what you just said, and they come back.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, doctor, if that was exactly what it said. I looked at these three papers, and you're like, ma'am, the success.
Well, my
dad used to say.
They want to be educated now, you know, that people want to be educated as when they're doing.
Well, they're coming in with, you know, knowing more about it, and I think that's a good thing. And sooner or later, they're also going to come in with the price list. I'm waiting for that. Sir, I have a price list of how much they charge for the same procedure at the hospital down the road and the one in Miami and, the you know, and why are you so high? I can't wait for that day.
Well, one thing I liked about the laser spa was that I not only lost, I mean, I lost inches within just a few weeks. It was absolutely amazing and just, you know, like 9 treatments. But I was educated, and I almost feel as strong about the education I received plus the loss of the inches. It was absolutely amazing, and I mean, I thought I knew a lot about how I ate and everything, but discovered new things and was prompted to learn new things and remember them, you know. And if you're lovely people, they're having me repeat certain things so that what are the three most important things you need to think about and to do. And it's really true because even now, I mean, I've lost these inches and it's fabulous. But I think before I put something in my mouth now.
Right.
I really do. And I never did that before in all my years, but I really do. And I attribute that to the education that I received. So I gained something from the treatment and the education. And then, yes, I did lose the inches, which was wonderful.
How many inches did you lose in the 9 sessions in 3 weeks, right?
I lost almost 6 inches.
Wow. So that would be 2 inches in girth and 3 spots? So
yes.
two dress sizes approximately?
Absolutely. Hey, years ago, talking about, you know, baby boomers, years ago, women wore these pantsuits. They were very much in fashion, and you had to kind of have a certain kind of body to wear that.
Like Hillary Clinton. She's got the pantsuit, right?
Yeah, but this is like a jumpsuit.
Right, I know. That was Mod Squad. Remember Mod Squad?
Yes. And jumpsuits, you have to kind of, you know, you can't have a big belly, you know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look right.
The belt's not going to hide it.
I know. Jumpsuits are back. And a couple, you know, before I started treatment, I did try one on and turned sideways and said to myself, no, can't do it. Now, I just bought one this weekend because now I can stand sideways and say, yeah, you look fine. You can buy this. So that's, you know, I was really happy with that.
You know, and you said you were 70, correct?
Yeah, 72.
And I want people to know out there, if you're in your 40s, 30s, 40s or so, you will care just as much today as when you're 72, how you look and how you feel. It doesn't go away.
It does not go away.
Nope. We still want to be attractive. We're still looking, hope somebody would maybe like us, you know, or I don't mean that in that way, but, you know,
you want your husband to
look
at you, because I've been married to this lovely man for 47 years.
That's
so you want him to look at you and just appreciate, that, you know, married this, you know, a woman that wants to keep on looking attractive.
You know, when I was younger and I had looked for a mate, I was never against anybody that was overweight. I don't have an issue with that. But I always felt that if you didn't take care of your health, that was more of an issue for me for a mate than somebody who was overweight. And sometimes being overweight does mean they're not taking care of their health. So,
absolutely.
You know, so I mean, if you let yourself go, as they say, and you don't take care of yourself and you know it, you know, it's a disservice to your whole relationship in a sense, because now you're going to be on medicine. You're going to be taking money for the health care, and somebody's going to have to take care of you someday, you know, if you don't take care of your health. So, interesting. So, 6 inches.
The weight does to people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It robs you.
It may not get you in your 30s and 40s, but eventually you will pay the price.
It robs you of your energy. Yep.
Talk to you.
Yep. It robs you of your vitality, of your energy. It, you know, you end up, my mom used to, and I didn't understand this when I was younger. My mother taught me a lot. And one of the things she said is she goes, health is like having a body that you don't know you have your body. In other words, it does everything that you want it to do. It goes to the bathroom. It's hungry. It walks. It exercises. If you want to climb a tree, it can. You know, you don't even know you have a body. That's health. She used to call that. Now, boy, I understand that. Now that I'm 58 and I'm dealing with this type 2 diabetes, the onset of it, and I'm really aware of my health all of a sudden because my body is going, oh, don't do that. Be careful here. Wear that funny shoe, you know. Anyway.
I hear what you're saying because I listen to my 70-year-old body because it talks to me a lot more than it did when I was 42.
Right. Well, thank you so much for calling. And how did you hear about the spa? Could I ask that? What prompted you to make the decision versus...
I saw advertisements for it. And I have tried to get rid of belly fat for years. I mean, going to the gym, doing exercises, could not get rid of it. So that's when I decided, you know, I had seen the ads to come into your office. Mm-hmm. And again, I was just so impressed with the education I got there. And then once I started the treatments, I mean, it was relaxing. I mean, I would come from work and I'd sit down, I'd almost fall asleep. And the staff was so nice and so friendly and so helpful. I mean, I look forward to going there because it's just... you know, it was just a wonderful experience. Mm. I got my money's worth and more because I've lost inches, but I'm taking away the education that I received there. I'm taking that with me. And I've recommended you to friends, and hopefully they're, you know, lose as much weight as inches as I do. And most people that the other patients, when I'm there, you know, you talk to them, everybody's so friendly. And everybody's losing inches and feeling good about themselves. So, and they're losing, and some people are losing a lot of weight. I didn't have a lot of weight to lose. I just had a specific area. But some people do have want to lose weight too, and they're losing, and they're happy, and they're, you know, they're talking about it when we're there. So, you make a lot of people happy, Dr. Tritt.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. I'll take that. I don't deny that. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Pat. God bless you, and we will see you on the path. Path to better health.
See you later today.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Good stuff there.
Yeah. Thank you for that testimonial. Again, you know, I've been doing a radio program for about 8 years here, Michael.
Okay.
Started with Tom Teeter, and he left us, and Stephen Melman, then he left, and we got wonderful Mike here. Mm. And sometimes when you're getting up in the morning, you're like, man, I got to go on the radio for an hour and talk. You know, sometimes you find other things to do, or, you know, you go in, then you get into it. What has made my day consistently again and again and again, my radio career is these testimonials. I mean, I get a buzz from it that, you know, these are real people. These are people that live in the area and are sharing their stories of how they came in. And what I hear and what I feel and what I recognize is, you know, we are still being compared in some way to other procedures like Cool Sculpting or Safe Sculpt or Sculpture, these other procedures which do target subcutaneous fat, but so does liposuction. And so does, Spanx outfits target subcutaneous fat. But where they all fall short compared to what we've done is they don't really improve your health. You know, if you undergo the Cool Sculpting procedure and you have some fat frozen and you lose a little bit of a girth or you've changed your outer appearance, there's nothing that has made you healthier there. You know, your health, it doesn't make you unhealthy, but it doesn't really handle all the other aspects of health. You know, as a chiropractor, you know, I believe in holistic treatment. And holistic, Latin whole means the whole person, you know, and versus just one little smidgen of somebody's problem. And for that reason, we can help so many people with so many different conditions because I'm dealing with the foundations of health, you know, nutrition, body, you know, exercise and movement. Positive attitude, you know, a fun, safe environment to be at, like she said, with people that listen to you and give you great ideas and suggestions, and also to detoxification, to get rid of the toxic garbage that we've accumulated. You know, humans accumulate poisons. We accumulate. Our poisoning is done in little bits, so we don't know what's happening. And as a result of that, once you hit a critical mass of toxicity within your system, it starts to show symptoms. It starts to show problems. And it wasn't, you know, you look back and someone said, they said, well, how could this happen? I said, well, you lived up north, you lived in the city, didn't you? What does that mean? Well, haven't you ever got up in the morning up in Manhattan? I mean, I'm from New York, Long Island. I'm out on the island where it's cleaner air than in the city. And I would have people come into my office who would be walking home at night, you know, from Manhattan. You know, they would be walking to the train and then coming in. And then when they would lay their face down on my face paper, it would leave an imprint of their face in like almost like a black face, like a brown face. And I'm like, whoa, what's that? It was soot. Soot from the airplanes, soot from Jersey City, soot from, you know, the Manhattan build, you know, whatever it was poisonous, black particulate matter that would stick on their face. And you could see the outline of the makeup, you know, on a girl where you could see the color where they'd put their face down, but then you'd have this black outline. That was like my first, oh my God moment that, well, think of that. You had to breathe in soot also. You're breathing in that black tar, petroleum-based effluents, and that's poison. But you don't realize it because it's happening little bits at a time. By the way, they're called persistent organic compounds, POCs, if you'd like to look that up. In Europe, they're really very stringent on their amount of, you know, they can't remove all the toxins, but they sure let you know where they are. And the other main classification of toxins is petroleum-based toxins, is petroleum. Now, why would petroleum be such a problem? Think about this for a second, okay? 166 years ago, we did not discover petroleum as a culture. Now, we burnt whale oil, and we had oil lamps, and we had certain things that were, you know, toxic, of course. But 164 years ago, when we discovered oil as something, that now they looked at that oil and they says, wow, look at this black stuff coming up out of the ground. Man, I'm going to use that in makeup. I'm going to use that to power all of the new vehicles and planes and automobiles and everything that's going to move on the earth. I'm going to use this to power that. I'm going to take this black stuff and I'm going to make it into plastics, and I'm going to wrap all the food in it. I'm going to make plastic bags and garbage bags to carry the garbage to the dump in out of this petroleum stuff. I'm also going to take it, and you know, there's certain parts of it that I can take out and I can use it for dyes and coloring. And I can also put it into food, and I can give softening agents, and I can create a preservatives. And at the same time, this black crap that's coming up out of the ground, I'm going to make it into a fragrance. I'm going to put it into, you know, into fragrances such as the new car smells and the Febreze and the, you know, these air fresheners. And listen to me, these are petroleum-based products. This is fossil fuels. And what happens is your body has no mechanism to get rid of them. You can't detoxify on your own from them within reason. You can at small amounts, but we're not getting small amounts. You know, if you live up in the mountains of Colorado or you're up in Montana in these high elevations, and every now and then you go into town and maybe you get stuck next to a car with a diesel truck that's blowing smoke into your car and you smell that. I mean, that's occasionally. But when you're getting hit with it all the time, like at work or living, you know, in an area that we know has a lot of smog and poisons. And what's really scary is the government allows a certain amount, they say is acceptable, but not safe, but acceptable. And to me, it should be zero. So as a result of this toxin, this is a big source as to why we're not feeling well, why we're accumulating body fat. That body fat that you're carrying around that seems so horrible is really protective. It's protecting you from this toxic exposure. Remember, fat and petroleum are oil-based, fat-based substances. They have an affinity. They like each other. They live together. Now, you put water in fat or you put water in gasoline, they don't mix. They repel each other. Okay, so these petroleum-based potions and smells and substances and chemicals and leaching into our water, leaching into our food, falling down on us from the sky, are all being accumulated by the body. And then what happens is the body stores them in the fatty tissue. And there's a direct relationship to the amount of toxin you have and how much fat you're carrying around. In fact, they've proven this, that animals or creatures that have more body fat can live in more toxic environments than ones that don't have body fat, because the body fat is a protective mechanism to help them, you know, to safely store away the exposure. If you don't have the body fat and you're exposed, it stays in the system, and it's not a good thing. So how many of you out there like salmon? You know, man, salmon has been touted as the best possible fish you can eat. They talk about the omega-3s that salmon have, and that they have this, you know, that they have, and everybody loves salmon. Well, did you know that salmon is one of the most toxic fish that you can possibly eat if it's farm-raised? It also has more poisons in it than any other fish because it has a lot of body fat. It makes sense, remember? High levels of body fat can absorb more poisons. So that's why humans, you know, we run around, you know, an average mammal, which would be our closest similar creature on the planet, primates and mammals, they have a 3 to 5% body fat average. Now, they could put on more fat before they go into hibernation, or some animals do carry more, but for the most part, it's 3 to 5%. And that means that most of their makeup is lean muscle. Because if you're 100% of your weight, 3 to 5% is fat, that means the other 95% is lean muscle. They're really strong. Apes, chimps, they are really strong. One chimpanzee could take out a room of 10 people in a heartbeat. These things are strong because they don't have very much body fat. You, on the other hand, are running around with 18 to 25%. And that would be considered normal weight. Anything over 25%, 30, 35, is considered abnormal, which is about 40% of our population is obese. And 80% of our adult population, 80% are overweight with too much body fat. So as a result, muscularly, you're very weak. If 100% of your weight, 40% is taken over by fat, or 25%, that means the other amount is lean muscle, drops down from 80 to 75 to as little as 60% is muscle. So if you were to compete with these primates, which are 3 to 5%, your best technique, your best skill is not to fight them. You don't have teeth. You have no claws. You don't have, you're not very strong, but you're smarter and you can hide. So when they come, you hide. You grab your kid, you grab whatever you can, and everybody gets down and they get low and they wait. And they wait and they wait. And here's another factor about having high body fat. You have enough calories stored where you can go 2 or 3 months without even eating before you would die. And that's average. If you had come from a world where you did this quite often, you might be able to go a year or more without eating any food. Now, you do need water. You need water every 5 days or you'll die. But this high body fat and our intelligence to hide and not fight these things that come into our world has given us an edge of survival where they're not the king. We're the king because of our ability to survive. Anyway, that's my thought about body fat and also about toxins and also about what we're doing at the Whole Body Vibration. At the Slim Body Laser Spa. Okay, so we got another 20 minutes left. And what I'm going to go into here is I've had a lot of questions, a lot of emails, and a lot of people have been coming in to check out our Whole Body Vibration machines. Now, if you haven't heard about Whole Body Vibration, please pay attention. These home exercise machines are better than treadmills. They're better than elliptical machines. They're better than a lot of different things. They have a different mechanism. They're not better than, but for lots of you out there, you know, they're something which you can do which doesn't require the same strenuous activity that treadmills and ellipticals and stair climbers have. And you know that those things are painful. they wear you out. They hurt your legs. You know, you got to really struggle to do more than 5 or 10 minutes on one of those machines. I personally don't like them. I'd rather run the bridge. I'd rather play tennis. I'd rather golf, you know, to get my heart rate up. Can you imagine getting your heart rate up? Well, golfing with me, you'll get your heart rate up because I'm always climbing through the bushes trying to find the balls. So, you know, sometimes I have to, you know, make quite a path to get in there because I'm going to get that ball. You know, I mark my balls. I don't use other people's balls. So I can get some strength there. So as a result of that, these Whole Body Vibration machines, to describe what it looks like, it's like a plate. It sits on the floor, and it's about 4 feet wide, two feet, you know, in width, in length, and you stand on it. And what happens is it's a little machine. It's a motor inside which wobbles it so it goes up and down from left to right side like a teeter board. So they weigh about 30, 40 pounds. You can pick them up. They have little rubber feet. You set them down, and then they have a remote. You stand on it, and when you tip the remote, that plate starts to go up and down, left and right, very slowly. Beep, 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 up and down. And when you stand on it, you separate your feet, so your feet are spread apart, and it's pushing up, and your whole body's starting to be moving left and right as a result of the Whole Body Vibration plate. And at the slow speed, at that one speed, it's super fantastically effective at improving circulation. It helps to get the blood flow going to the peripheral outer tissues, to the skin. And as a result of that, it increases your lymphatic purification. So it actually will increase urine output because you're detoxifying the body. And after 10 minutes on a Whole Body Vibration plate, you have increased the circulation to your feet, your lower extremities, by almost 40% than if you were just sitting. Now, how many of you out there, baby boomers, we were talking about baby boomers, suffer with lack of circulation in your feet? I mean, I'm a doctor. Dude, it is epidemic. I see so many people struggling with circulation in their feet. You know, they're having loss of, you know, they're at the podiatrist's office. It could be a secondary to diabetes. It could be due to high blood sugar. It could also be due to circulatory disease, you know, cardiovascular disease, causing hardening of the arteries can cause that. It can also come from weight gain when you have venous insufficiency, arterial insufficiency, where you're losing circulation. And what happens is when you lose circulation to your feet, the heart is way up high in your chest. It's really hard to pump that blood down to the feet because of the restriction. And as a result, you start to suffer with problems in your feet as a result of the no lack of circulation. Over time, it starts to cause the nerves to rot. The nerve endings, which require circulation, are the farthest away from the heart in the tips of your toes. When you combine lack of circulation, increased poison buildup, you know, toxicity in the lower extremity, in the feet, what happens is those nerve endings start to get bad. They rot. They lose their ability to conduct messages, and they start to shoot pains. You start to get these jumping pains, these sharp needle pointy, almost like somebody hit you with a sharp pen. And you start to feel like you need to stretch your legs when you lay down and sit down, and your feet are down below your legs. You know, when you're sitting, your feet might start to throb and pound and ache. You might lay down and feel like you're losing feeling of them, and this is called neuropathy. And neuropathy is a symptom, it's a side effect of bad circulation and also toxicities. It could come from chemo. Some people get neuropathy from chemo treatments. Some get neuropathy from having high blood sugar, like me. That's what happened to me. That's how I know this. I have neuropathy in my left foot, and it happened 7 years ago. Well, longer than that. My God, I guess it was 7 years. I lost the weight 10 years ago. I was overweight, but I didn't think it was a problem. And I got this sharp as hell pain in the instep of my foot, like about 11 o'clock in the morning walking. I mean, I had to stop and sit down. It was so sharp. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And I'm a chiropractor. My first thought was it's coming from my back. It's a sciatic nerve injury and it's manifesting in my foot. So it started to get, you know, the pain started to subside with a little help of some Advil and the fact that I was going to go away for a week on a fishing scuba diving expedition. I wasn't not going to go. It happened a day before I got on the boat. And it was just no way was I not going to go. So I went and bought me a bottle of Advil and got on and went to the Bahamas for the whole week and completely enjoyed myself dealing with this pain in my foot. Well, a couple months later, it didn't really, the pain started to subside, and I was left over with some numbness in my big toe and across some of my instep a little bit, and which was a lot better than the pain. But what happened is eventually I started to have symptoms in my other foot. It wasn't quite to the same amount. I didn't have the pain, but I started with the numbness. And, you know, long story up, speed it up a little bit. Yes, it was from having high blood sugar. And I didn't correct it at that time. And in that 3 years of dealing with that, you know, before I actually lost the weight and took care of the problem using my own laser, which is part of my story, I suffered microcirculatory damage in that left foot. I didn't even know what that meant until my toe became with a ulcer. So, you know, hello, you can listen, you can learn from the doctor here. Take care of yourself. If you're, you know, have your blood sugar checked, you know, if your blood sugar's high and you know it is and you're feeling it and you're thirsty all the time, or maybe you're eating to feel better, you're carrying around 30, 40 pounds, you need to have your blood sugar checked more than once a year. I would, man, you know, if you don't get that weight off, you're almost a shoo-in. You're 40% likely to develop the same problem I got. And I wish I had known back then how important it was, because losing weight was really, really easy. I felt better when I did it. To think that I fought it and thought it was stupid and I didn't want to do it until I had that health problem, well, that's why I'm here trying to motivate you and kickstart you into doing something before you have this problem. Because, you know, you assume that you're going to heal. You assume that, like everything else, it's going to get better, right? A little cut, you have a little burn, and it gets better. You had headaches because you overexercised, you know, it gets better. you have it, you strain your back when you're younger, it gets better. Let me tell you, when you get older, 50s, 60s, sometimes it doesn't get better. And you're stuck with it. And it could have been prevented before that. That's just the truth. So, hey, that's why I'm here. Slim Body Laser Spa, 772-223-5885. My name is Dr. Tred. You go on drtred.com, slimbodylaserspa.com, or just get in your car. Come on down to the spa. Check it out. I'm on East Ocean right across from Monterey and the Fresh Market. It really, really works. So let's go over this whole body vibration. So I've been using and enjoying the use of whole body vibration technology for over 10 years in my chiropractic practice, my neck and back care practice. And more recently, in my laser-assisted weight loss spa over at in Stewart. I call it the Slim Body Laser Spa. And the use of the whole body vibration plate is one of our foundations of the whole program. Without the whole body vibration plate, our program would not be as effective. I include whole body vibration in all my recommendations concerning neck pain, back pain, weight loss, neuropathy, improving circulation, helping people with bad balance, with problems with their balance, people that are deconditioned, they're just not exercising, and they need to get something going. I recommend wholeheartedly whole body vibration. Been using it, watching it work. This stuff is a superstar procedure that is really easy to do. 10 minutes per day, stand on this plate. It goes up and down, shut it off, stand on it again. 5 days a week, your life will change. Over 5,000 of my clients have used it and continue to use whole body vibration daily for over 10 years. In only 10 to 20 minutes per day, I myself have enjoyed easy weight loss. I lost over 40 pounds, you guys, in the last 7 years. It's increased my muscle strength. It has also increased my bone density. It can reverse osteoporosis because it's a weight-bearing machine. It improved my flexibility. It also improved the circulation to my feet. Remember, I suffer with neuropathy. When I get off of the whole body vibration plate, my feet are tingling with circulation. I can feel it. And over time, I'm starting to get some of the movement and some of the flexibility back in my feet. They were becoming contractures. They were becoming tight. Whole body vibration has helped that. I have higher levels of day-to-day energy since the use of whole body vibration also rejuvenates and re-energizes the body the same way that vigorous exercise does when done daily. But you don't have to do vigorous exercise. Whole body vibration can help you with that. The other really great part about the whole body vibration plate is it doesn't require any special days. You don't have to wear any special clothing for you gym rats out there. You don't have to have a Fitbit. You don't need any expensive gym membership. My exercise is now done in the privacy of my own home. I like that. I can put on my tight shorts, my little skimpy shorts, and do whole body vibration at my house. Nobody can see me.
Nobody wants to see you doing that.
You know I don't do that, Mike, right? It's just something I thought. Yeah, no, you don't want to do it with your clothes off. It could be quite dangerous. So anyway, the whole body vibration plate is portable and is easy to move from room to room. Sometimes I pull it out onto the patio and enjoy the fresh air while I shake my way back to health. Other times I place it in front of the TV and watch the morning news before I go to work. It is quiet and does not disturb my family while I exercise. And it's for these reasons that I'm recommending the use of whole body vibration plates daily for improved health and increased longevity. So what is some of the science behind whole body vibration? The science behind the whole body vibration technology is very sound. So listen, people, it was discovered, as everything is in NASA. NASA seems to discover everything. It was developed by the Russian cosmonauts as a way to combat the dangerous effects that weightless environments have on our muscles, bones, and cardiovascular systems. So when you're in space, it is a fact that your muscle strength, the density of your bones, and your cardiovascular systems are strengthened by the force that gravity puts on your body. That's why you're strong, because of gravity. Since living in weightless environments can cause such health issues, it was important to develop technology to combat long days, extended weeks, or months in space. Weightlessness can make you sick. Something needed to be done about it. This was the idea behind whole body vibration technology. It's an easy to use, effective device that you can stand on, strap yourself down, and as the machine pulses and vibrates against the resistance of being held down by those straps, the astronaut can increase and maintain a higher level of strength and fitness without the need of lifting weights or being on Earth. Imagine that. The idea and the use of whole body vibration works so well in the space program that this technology has been brought back to Earth and is available in the form of these whole body vibration machines. Now, you can benefit from just standing on the plate for only 10 minutes per day, and there's no need to strap yourself down to the plate here on Earth. Gravity does a great job of that. But what happens is the increased force that gravity exerts on your body due to the pushback, that's the action of standing on the machine, gives us the benefits of increased muscle strength, improved bone density, improved cardiovascular health in only 10 minutes per day by simply standing on the darn machine. You can do it if you're 90 years old, you can stand on this thing. 80s, 70s, 60s, people with back injuries, people with knee replacements, hip replacements, people that don't want to exercise. It doesn't create any stress on the cardiovascular system, so you don't have to worry about if you have a pacemaker. It's good. Now, you want to start out slow on it. You want to use your common sense with it. And if you're older and you're really deconditioned, you can just put a chair up in front of it and put your feet on it. And that movement will stimulate circulation in your feet, and you don't even have to hurt your back. We use it where people, we have a nice stool behind it for people when they first come in. If they have problems standing, they can stand on the plate, and then they just lean back and they sit down on the stool. And then they can stand up again and lean back, stand up again, lean back. After a couple times of doing that, they find out that they're standing the whole 10 minutes. By doing it that way. It's really quite amazing. In only 10 minutes per day, after several weeks, these results have been experienced by me, my staff, and over 5,000 clients. I've been asked time and time again by my clients, where can I buy one of these whole body vibration machines? Hey man, you can get them right there in my office. After dealing with countless machines ordered online that did not perform as intended, I finally developed my own brand and secured distribution from a supplier of quality whole body vibration machines and have branded their slim trim machine with my own logo, Dr. Tread's Body Vibe, and I have them in stock today at the Stewart office. Call today, I have about 40 machines, and I can schedule a free consultation and demonstration with you, and we can sit down together and see if it could be an answer for some of the problems you're having right now. So if you want to purchase, they're $1,200 a piece. They're $980 for my clients at the spa. If you're already a client, I have purple ones. I got red ones. You can come in, try it out. Set up the time. Please do something about your health. Hey, I'll be here next week. Looking forward to meeting some of you this week for the whole body vibration, and we'll see you later. God bless. Bye-bye.